Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
Oh, the good, the bad, the dumb, the Wednesday edition, the midweek edition, the hump day edition. What's the good of the day, my friend?
The good of the day. I like Andy Reid.
I like Andy Reid, too.
You know, and Andy Reid is, I don't know if he's Yogi Berra-esque, but he's getting up there with some fun quotes.
Okay.
Because recently he dropped a little line about how the Super Bowl title or winning, you know, he's staying hungry for another Super Bowl title, just like as comparing it to eating another slice of chocolate cake.
Really? How is he equating the two?
I guess he just throws
it out there.
I mean, you know, chocolate cake is awesome. So why wouldn't he staying hungry for another Super Bowl title? I'm not sure what goes on in the mind of Andy Reid.
Yeah, but Andy Reid, here's the deal. Here's the difference, Andy. I can go down to the store and get a chocolate cake.
Yeah,
like it would be like if, I mean, winning a Super Bowl is like you baking a cake with where you had to make your own ingredients from scratch. Like, you had to mill the flour for the cake instead of just buying a bag of it.
Here's the quote.
Chopping the sugar cane.
Here's what he said. If you have a piece of chocolate cake and you see another dangling in front of you, you're going to want it. That's how you feel about the Super Bowl. It's the ultimate chocolate cake.
I got it. Okay, so that's a cool way to do it. What he's saying is, like, no matter how many pieces you have, you always want more.
You always want more.
Yeah, of course. That's great.
Unless it has that, you know, that fake icing, then, you know, I can pass it, but.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. Exactly. But now, yeah. I want chocolate cake. I'm sorry. Well, now, you know, I want chocolate cake.
You can have chocolate cake for breakfast.
You can. My grandmother let me have that when I was a kid.
Yeah.
When I was over her house, she had chocolate cake on the table one morning. And she says, you want a piece of chocolate cake? I go, yeah. She goes, here, have a piece of chocolate cake. Grandma's house. You can have anything you want. I always remember that.
But I mean, he's coming up with he's out there with putting out quotes. I don't know if it's Yogi Berra-esque. But, I mean, here's another one that I loved after winning a Super Bowl. What was that, 44? No, 54?
54, yeah.
54. He says, well, I didn't spend it with the trophy. Well, I did. I spent it with my trophy wife.
Oh, that's sweet. That's great. That's earning you massive brownie points.
That'll get you another night, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Way to go, Andy Reid.
So, I mean, he's a smart man.
He is a smart man. Good job. I like Andy Reid a lot.
Yep. Do it for the chocolate cake, Andy.
I remember when he got fired in Philadelphia. It was one of those firings. It was like, the, you know, everyone had to move on, right? It was like, we've run this too much. It's not really going anywhere. Like, you're really good. You could understand it, right? But I was glad he landed on his feet, and look what he's done since arriving in Kansas City.
I know. He's taking it by storm.
Yep. He was part of that evaluation team that wanted Patrick Mahomes. He was a voice in that discussion as well as everybody else. So God bless him. Yeah, I like Andy Reid. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
Bad.
Oh, the bad of the day.
Yeah, we can't forget the bad. The bad of the day, Texans.
What did the Texans do now?
Well, it's been almost a year since we started getting that inkling, that idea of them trading Deshaun Watson, right?
Right,
right. Since that time, they have not wavered once on their trade demands.
Man!
They are still seeking at least 5 draft picks, 3 of those being first rounders.
Okay. I'm trying to understand it from their point of view. Let's say you had a house and the market was booming and you said, no, I want $500,000 for this house. Everyone's like, well, that's way too much. Yeah. Nope, I want $500,000. And everybody goes, you're never going to get that. And you say, no, well, then I'm not selling. I want $500,000. Okay, then there's some point in the calendar where something happens in your town and everybody wants to live there, but there are no houses. And then everybody goes, okay, now I want, I'll pay $500,000.
But are we Texans, at that point yet?
Are the Texans keeping their trade demands up because it's around this time when teams go, God, I need a quarterback.
But at that same time, you're holding on. Like, when people were offering you for the house, saying, I want your house, I want your house. And you kept saying, this is what I want for it. And they're like, no. You know, what if that house, you found out a couple months later, it's like, oh, man, that house is infested with termites.
Very true. Good point.
I'm going to have to come in there.
Way to add to the analogy. I like that.
Or, you know, it's like, hey, you know, the electrical wiring and the plumbing needs to all be replaced.
See,
that's going to cost me money.
I wonder if they're going to drop it down. But right now, it seems like there's going to be some teams, new coaches that are like, I'm only going to come here if we're going to go get a quarterback.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, well, now we'll talk to the Texans.
I mean,
we were going to talk to the Texans in October, but now we will.
The funny thing is, I mean, you know, the Texans have interviewed Brian Flores, which was the coach that Deshaun Watson wanted all along.
Right.
So I could see a scenario where the Texans hire Brian Flores, but could Deshaun Watson change his mind at that point and say, okay, I'll play with you guys?
I got a serious question to ask here. And I know that these are two kind of both off the field incidences are a little different, but they are kind of similar. The Pittsburgh Steelers had a problem about 10 years ago with Ben Roethlisberger.
It was longer than that, though, right?
It was probably about 10. I want to say.
I thought it was more. I thought it was like earlier on in his career.
You're
talking about the bar?
I'm talking about the bar. I thought that was maybe it was longer than that. Maybe like 10 or 11. I thought it was like 2008, 2009, but maybe I'm mistaken. I know early in his career, there was a Lake Tahoe employee that accused him of sexual assault in the hotel room. She was a manager. She worked for Harrah's, and she accused him of that. And then the situation at the bar in Georgia where the sexual assault victim actually did the things that you want a victim to do, like go to the police right away, right? Told the story. And the Georgia police kind of botched that investigation. The league saw enough there to suspend Roethlisberger, but the Steelers kept him.
Yeah.
The Steelers could have said, this is unacceptable. There were people who said that. There were prominent people. Terry Bradshaw was one of them who said, the Steelers need to cut ties with this guy. He is not a good person. He is not representing the team well. Whatever went down there, we don't have any evidence, but we have enough to make our own judgments, and the judgments aren't good. But the Steelers stuck by him. And I'm not trying to dismiss it. Don't get me wrong, but it did kind of disappear. Could the same thing happen here with Deshaun Watson with the Texans?
Well, see, I mean,
like here's
the issue though.
He deals with it, but the Texans just keep playing him until eventually.
But the issue that you have is, you know, during that time for Roethlisberger, I mean, he wasn't suspended for the entire season.
No, he was suspended for 6 games.
Yeah. And so he came back and was able to play, which helped erase that. It was a shorter gap of time.
Right.
I think this one, I mean, first of all, it's like 20-plus massage therapists who are accusing him, not just one
absolutely.
Person.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, 20-plus, which seems kind of odd, saying he was like, all right, this is spread out all over the city. You know, how could 20 people have the same story type of thing? And the fact that, you know, he was already at odds with the team as it is.
You're right. We got to remind people of that. There was tension between him and the organization all of this came out.
I mean, for us to think about it, he wanted out because they were making decisions when they promised to include him, and they didn't include him.
They didn't include him, and then they started getting rid of players that he was like, I kind of need that guy, and you're sending him away.
Yeah. You don't need a DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, you don't need DeAndre Hopkins anymore.
No.
He's like, no, I kind of do.
Yeah.
And you're getting rid of him, and now I don't like this at all. Right?
Who am I throwing to? Kuti? No.
So you're right. You are 100% right that the organization and him were already at a high tension point before these accusations. Because I remember us talking about it. We felt like he had a little bit of leverage. And then when these accusations came out, I was like, oh, there goes his leverage.
Yeah, I mean, and that was the other side, too. When the Texans Texans could have traded him before the draft, they would have gotten who knows how much they would have gotten.
Yeah.
They could have gotten 5 first-round draft picks.
Oh, sure. Without question.
But I think it's the fact that he sat out the entire season. And let's face it, we kind of forgot about him.
We did. Yep.
You know, and if he comes back, is he going to be the same quarterback he was? I mean, he was a year removed. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a weird situation, but... No, the bat does fall on the Texans, still holding strong.
Still holding strong.
I guess in a way I could commend them, but...
But, yeah, the room a little bit.
They got to replace all the plumbing in the house that, you know...
They certainly do.
That they're trying to sell, so it's not a good one.
All right, what's the dumb of the day?
I got two.
All right, two.
Yeah. This one, the first one is you'll enjoy it. It's a move over Colts 2014 AFC finalist banner, or we could say move over Predators regular season Western Conference champions.
Ooh,
remember that banner that they
raised? Yeah, that's right.
For having the best regular season record,
right? Which,
that wasn't a thing. Florida State has raised the banner in their gym.
They did,
and it simply says 2020. Number 4 final ranking. You know, we can all remember the March Madness tournament in 2020, and that does say there on there, it says NCAA canceled.
That's right, yeah.
You know, I guess on the one hand, to commemorate an era of time that none of us will ever forget, I guess you got to commemorate that with the banner.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. I guess so. That's a good point, yeah.
But it's just funny. Number four, final ranking.
Godly. Who needs that? All right, what's the second dump?
The second dump, I mean, you know, this one is a little more local. But, you know, you and I love ourselves some minor league team names.
Yes, we do.
The Houston Astros. This is a rumor. It has not been confirmed because they're supposed to be announcing it, I think, sometime this week. I'm not exactly sure on the date. But the Houston Astros had acquired or made the local team here, which was an independent team for a long time, Sugarland Skeeters.
Yeah, the Sugarland Skeeters, yeah.
They made them their AAA team.
Oh, good for them.
And it is being rumored that they are changing that team name from the Sugarland Skeeters to the Sugarland Space Cowboys.
Sugarland Space Cowboys. Is that anything to do with the movie?
Has nothing to do with them. I think it has everything to do with the fact that it's the Astros, NASA, just play on words, and then have a goofy team name.
Okay, yeah.
But could not stop all the memes from Steve Miller Band fans.
That's true, of course. Why not?
It's like, when are they just going to start calling him Maurice?
Yeah, exactly. Or the Gangster of Love.
Yeah.
Who were, by the way, who were the four guys in Space Cowboys, the old guys that went into space?
Remember
Clint Eastwood.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Was it Donald Sutherland?
That sounds like one.
And was it James Gardner, Rockford Files guy?
Maverick himself?
Was it Maverick himself? Yeah.
Clint Eastwood, Tommy Lee Jones, Donald Sutherland, James Gardner.
Oh, my God. I was 4 for 4. Dang. I can't believe it.
The James things Cromwell I remember was also
and the
in
things
it?
I don't. Yeah. Yeah, I remember James Cromwell was in it.
Marcia Gay Harden or Marcia
That's
Gay Harden.
That's right. Yeah. Sent the four old men into space because they knew how to fly back an old piece of equipment that was going to crash into Earth. I think that was the storyline, was that they couldn't train young people to fly an ancient aircraft, spacecraft, but they had to bring old guys into space. It's like Armageddon. Instead of just training astronauts how to drill, they had to train drillers into astronauts.
Tony, drilling, you can't teach someone how to drill. It's a science. I don't have all the answers.
Exactly.
I just know. You have 25 years experience of drilling.
Got to drill, man. You know how it goes. Drilling. Yeah. It's in your blood.
I will make that depth. Don't worry.
I will make that depth. Most out of control movie I've ever seen.
Fantastic.
All right, that's the good, the bad, the dumb. Again, Pat Donovan's going to join us to talk Buccaneers. They get ready for the Rams coming up. And some issues with the Buccaneers. We'll get to all of that coming up in about 15 minutes as we continue with the wake-up call.